real quick just to see if we got this thing up. Wait, did I have it? Do I have it set to the right settings? Because I really hope I'm not streaming on another thing. Oh, okay. I think we're about. I think we're live in about a few minutes.
We're live?
Yep, we are live, guys. We are live, and oh, he's here. Fleetle Deedle is here. Finally.
Yes.
Hello. You made it just on time. Hello. Good morning. Ah, he left. Well, yeah, anyway, guys, hello, everybody, it is me again, DinnerWeeGee9000, sorry for the back here with the Yakko Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. We're on to the second episode. We have several new, a new person here, who I think he's been here once, but he's not here that often. He's not here that often. We have, Earplank Jerry here with us tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Yep, we have here the one and only CRJ12.
Yo, I'm here. I wasn't here last time because I don't know.
And we have the one and only two, another one, Boom That Corgi. One.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's
hello.
Hey.
And Fleetle Deals back.
And we also have Michael/Mao.
Sorry.
Yep. Hello.
And we also hear.
Yep. Hello, you darn. Hello, you darn crazy people on here.
And we also have here, of course, the one of the hosts, too, here on the show. He's been here since day one, too. The one and only Fleetle Deedle here on the show.
Yeah, also, I'm a blue.
Oh, you're fine.
You gotta say Season 2, Episode 2, cuz...
I'm getting someone who wants to join the podcast. I'll probably send it in, like, a few minutes. I'm just gonna start the intro real quick, you know, just get into it. But, yeah, yeah, so I couldn't really find I know this is a Yakko podcast. We also have some Animaniac stuff, but I have nothing. Literally, I looked up all week to see if I could find anything. I couldn't find anything other than from last week. The only thing I could find was like maybe a few things about like Rob Paulson on a tour, but nothing really like you know substantial for me to cover tonight. But I do have some stuff for YGP news.
However, I do. However, we do have a couple of things related to YTP and Yakko. So, first of all, it's more related.
Okay, yeah. Can you invite him, Buddha Corgi, in like a few minutes, like after we finish up this thing real quick? Because I just want to finish.
Yeah.
I just want to get started with the show, and then you can add him. You know, once we're.
Okay.
They're both going to probably be on my channel, though, so. Yeah. The first one is that I'm going to be making, probably going to be making a new Yakko's World YTP here soon.
Yeah, also, I'm going to be...
And also, guys...
Why are people calling
And also, guys, the second Yakko's World YTP collab, it's coming, alright? I know you've probably heard this in the previous episode, but it's coming.
Yeah, also, I do have to say also, too, is that I'm going to be doing something that I hope I do not regret tonight, but I'll tell you later, Fleetle Deedle, after we get into the show, close to the end of the show. Other things in the news is that, another thing with YTP is that, Seymour's Roast has become apparently now an epidemic in YTP, memes.
Yes.
At this point, you pretty much...
Yeah, it's kind of like the new YTP
Seymour's
in
Roast.
A way.
Yes, if you know Isaiah and you know his Steamed Hams videos, you probably have come to...
Seymour's Roast.
Seymour's Roast.
That's really epic.
Yeah, it's really epic.
Alright, let's try to keep this as tame as possible.
Yeah.
I want this to be a new season.
Yeah, but basically, Seymour's Roast just became this big epidemic, and, like, literally now...
It's like YTP Sector 2.0.
Yeah, at this point, there's so many videos of it, like, at this point, like, I don't know. But yeah, that's a pretty nice...
Seymour's Roast has become an epidemic.
Also in the news, there are apparent, also, let's see.
Oh, can we announce about our big project?
Also in the news, since P3 is out, there are a lot of collabs going on, and yeah, that's basically pretty nice, very nice, and a new collab will be coming out on Sunday, so yeah, be out for that. Yeah. Oh, wait, what were you gonna say, Fleetle Doodle?
I just want to announce something you and me are hosting.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be hosting. We'll talk about
we
that.
We are hosting the first
What?
We are hosting the first annual YTP.
You cut out.
Hello?
Sorry. We'll talk about
before I can talk, can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, hopefully my mic doesn't cut out this time.
How about we save that till like the end of like, you know, just get some of the small stuff out of the way, don't get to the big stuff. It's just that it's easier to do too. In the news is that apparently there's an epic collab going on by a user who's been mocked in the YTP community. It's not Eric Heath, it's by someone else, but I can't give out the name because it's supposed to be a private collab. But I'm just gonna say the least that it's on a user, so yeah, that's all I can give. And CRJ1's also hosting a checkerboard collab, so that's pretty interesting. That's gonna be
Basically, most of them are in.
That's
supposed to be a private collab.
I'm gonna try to make an entry, but
yeah. Also,
it doesn't really matter. It's just up to you if you want to make an entry.
Yeah,
but,
I want to make an entry, but normally I won't have the time. But yeah. Basically,
I've been very busy lately.
Yeah, and another thing in the epic news is that what's his name again? Diamond Counter is about to surpass 4,000 subscribers. So that's pretty surprising. Diamond Counter, everyone's favorite YouTuber, is about to hit 4,000 subscribers within the next 2 days.
Oh god.
Everyone, how do you feel about
4,000 people subscribe to see Go Anime and Crappy YTP?
What do you think, guys? What do you think of Diamond Counter, everyone's favorite YouTuber, getting ready to hit 4,000?
So, let's do this one by one.
Michael, what do you think? I'll start from down to up. Michael, what do you think of Diamond Counter hitting 4,000 within the next few days?
I think it's just honestly pretty sad, to be honest, since so many people just like the pointless videos that Diamond Counter makes. So to be honest, to me, I just find it pretty depressing.
What do you feel about your blank Jerry, meme dealer 21? He's even.
I don't really pay attention to this crap, but I think it's still sad, like Michael said.
Yeah, I mean, and Fleetle Dino's already said it so many times, so at this point we know.
Okay, what do I think about it?
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary. So many shitty things too, especially with the fake Jack Howell Terminator and all this shit.
Oh yeah, anyone remember Jack Howell?
I'm just gonna say this right now. Go Anime has become an epidemic. I'm just gonna say that right now.
Boom.org, what do you feel about the Diamond Counter hitting 4,000 subs within the next several days?
That's kind of ridiculous. He's subbotting.
He probably does. We don't have any information.
It's pretty certain at this point. He's got too many.
But then again, there have been a lot of rumors going around the Diamond Counter may have been subbotting this whole time. Yeah.
He was, I'm pretty sure.
But I agree.
Also, go ahead, you can.
I'm just saying that I do agree. I have to agree that Diamond Counter subbotting is BS.
It's already been confirmed.
They're getting close to reaching 4K subs. I call it BS on that.
I mean, it's surprising.
Yeah.
Like, he's already like gaming. Like he literally just back like in May had only like maybe about less than 1,000. And literally 4 months later, he's already got almost 4,000 subs, and he's already got almost over, I think, maybe 300.
Oh, I just want to bring up something. Has anybody watched any of those channels that have, like, AUTTP or UTTP in the name, but they don't even know what that means?
Yeah.
And then they just make all these crappy videos about, my reaction to this, my reaction to that, and just like, random clips.
Yeah.
And then there's also, I'm gonna hear you jump me, and I'm just dumb for me, I'm just saying.
I do have a bunch of costs I recommended, and I don't really know why.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And one of these channels, which was, I probably mentioned it before, but have any of you guys heard of this user who's part of the Go Anime community? His name used to be One Time Gamer 74, but he changed it. He has on his old channel at the most 20,000 subscribers. 20,000.
How many views? Oh
my god!
How many views does he have?
I'm calling BS.
How many views does he have?
He gets at least 100 every. At least tens of views every video.
Jeez.
He also used some AQTPs, which were really crappy. He could use some work on those.
Wow.
I think he quit. He went on hiatus for a little while, but.
Diamond counter thing, and with the fact that he's just gaining more and more subs is just sort of suspicious if you see his history back in the day. So that's all I'm gonna say about Diamond Counter, because I'm pretty sure Diamond Counter's probably watching this right now and saying, like, what the heck are we doing? Please stop making the live stream.
It's amazing to see how many people will just subscribe to see my reaction to or ranch. Every single day.
Yeah, I'm honestly glad I left the GoAnime community since 2017. I'm honestly glad I left the community.
I never tried GoAnime before. I never was in a Go.
Near was I?
I used it back in 2016, back when I was Sonic Yesbari No. But ever since I changed my name to Sonic and Labels like Fanatic, I start. I just left the GoAnime community altogether.
In the building. The shop is in the building.
You can make so many memes out of just that username template alone.
You gotta add him as a.
Add him
a role.
Add this guy, because I can't add him because I'm on another computer.
So you can join in and stuff.
Add him as like a podcast guest, so that way you can join. Yeah, and also, I was never a part of GoAnimate, nor was I even associated with it. All I know
I've never tried it.
A bunch of when I think of GoAnimate,
I never want to be associated.
I
never want to be associated with GoAnimate ever. If someone puts Go Anime on my timeline, then I'm going to be
Yeah. And we have here another podcast guest tonight.
What are you doing, mommy?
Okay. That was weird. What the frick?
I'm gonna have to
say
that.
What the frick? That was so weird.
You might want to turn your mic down a bit.
Okay. My throat hurts now. I cut my throat. Oh god.
What are you doing? No, don't do that. Get up. Mom, no.
Wait, what?
It was me.
I know. Anyway, yes, we have here.
My throat hurts too.
Guys, let me talk. We have here another podcast guest, as you probably know by now. We have here another username, ToddChef935, as you probably know by now.
No, it's ToddChef. It's just ToddChef. Yeah, I'm friends with InnerWayG. I've been friends with InnerWayG for a year.
Over a year. Also,
ToddChef, I think this is the first time you've ever been on the podcast.
Recently. I was recently friends with ToddChef. Just recently.
Yeah, so we have here him, so welcome to the podcast.
I am Mr. Corndog. I am Mr. Corndog.
No one can see your profile photo, so
because it collabs nice.
Okay.
Like freaking over a bagel on top of you, and they wouldn't make a difference. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, jokes aside, let's keep going on with the podcast.
As you probably know,
Sony Vegas Pro 17 is officially out. Sony Vegas Pro 17 is out. So that means crap is going to be made.
They made a 17 version? I thought they...
No, it's Vegas.
Oh my god.
They released it like...
Yay, I wonder what useless features
they had. Wait, CRJ1, was that actually funny?
Wait, what happened?
Wait, was me doing that funny?
Yeah.
It was funny.
It's funny.
Although it was weird. It was pretty weird, though.
It hurt my ears a lot.
It was
It kind of intended.
I didn't have earphones on.
I kind of intended to do that, so yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I sent a cursed image in the chat of a dog.
No one can see the cursed image, but I'll probably put it on top of the.
It's kind of. It's okay.
Wonder what your parents' thoughts were when they heard you yell that loud. Like,
my mom actually went to her sister's house, so ha ha ha. Oh god, the FBI are raiding my house and I forgot to wake away from my hard drive. Fuck! Okay.
The FBI, okay.
It's my poor pal Mondo. Next.
This is my son, Jerry. He's smaller than the other kids, but he's still special.
Guys, have you ever
Jerry, let's go play with the other kids.
Yeah, another thing also.
Have you guys ever wanted to play a game that was so rage inducing? I have a game called Hand Simulator. I can't do anything. I can play the game, but like there's a shooting range in the game with like targets and I can't put the clip in. I can't. It's so, like, impossible. I can't do anything.
Can you jerk off your Jimmy in Hand Simulator?
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Hand Simulator is on Steam for $2, I'm pretty sure.
Hey guys, Scott.
$2?
Hey guys, Scott here.
$50?
I'm a
shepherd. I thought you were a cheesecake.
Hey guys, Scott.
No, you
did it wrong.
Guys, we gotta keep doing this podcast. Like,
oh god,
new people here. We gotta keep it still at the monitor.
Okay, I do want to say something.
Scott here. I'm gonna shove a PS2 up my ass.
Guys, we gotta.
James Cameron.
James Cameron. Everybody.
Scott.
Everybody.
Okay. Yeah, whenever I send this.
I can't do it.
This season is gonna suffer the same fate as.
Guys, I'm gonna change my nickname.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. There, done.
I can't.
Corn dog.
Corndog.
I dare you to change your YouTube username to corndog for what?
No.
Yeah, because you already kept the ToddChef name for a long time.
Yeah, ToddChef just sounds perfect. My profile on YouTube is a definite cursed image. Yeah. Because it's a dog, like, stuck in a wall. Let me show you. Look.
Well, they can't
it's this.
Look at it. Let me
this.
Yeah, that's nice. Also, ToddChef. Wow. Also, another thing is that ToddChef has finally returned back to YTPs again.
Yes, I know, guys. I took 3 weeks off because of middle school. I hate my life.
You're in middle school.
My school's the worst.
Bro, middle school suck.
Yeah,
Yeah, middle school
actually, sucks. Actually, to be honest, it's okay right now. Yeah, but you know what I don't want?
Middle school sucks.
Oh, no, trust me. Trust me. High school I'm in right now is a lot worse. Trust me. That high school is a lot worse.
Okay, well, it just depends. Is that
it's like the worst ever.
Okay, also, I have something to say. Michael, you got a better mic than me. Just saying.
Yeah, Mike
has. Yeah,
why, thank you.
He has a better
mic. My mic sucks.
My mic is like...
My mic is very bad right now because I'm using a different microphone.
My mic is literally just the mic built into my Android.
Wait. Hey guys, it's Logan Paul. Today I'm going to shave off my hair and have a gigantic forehead.
Oh my gosh. No, I also, apparently...
We are going to beat you to death. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, it's me, Logan Paul. Today I'm going to get a bowl cut and I'm going to shoot
guys,
out.
Guess what?
This is the equivalent of singing revenge. This is the equivalent of singing revenge.
Yeah.
Creeper! Oh, man!
Yeah, Creeper. Anyway.
Scrambling. Everyone do scrambling.
Critic.
Are we really just trying to get this podcast out?
We gotta keep the way, like, even though, like, yeah, keep the podcast, the, like, some kind of
yeah,
way.
It's a brand new season.
It's a brand new season.
I'm almost at 600 subs, but I haven't got there yet.
Okay, that's, yeah, Tasha.
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
congrats. Oh, don't congratulate me. Only congratulate me when I reach those... 600 subscribers.
Well, you'll eventually hit that. I know. You'll pretty much hit it soon.
Also, I want to play
my own epic milestone. I'm also about to hit my own epic milestone of around 200.
You're gonna hit 200 again.
Happy shit.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny? Okay, so we had this, we had some classwork in science, right?
Turned down, okay.
And what happened was, there was a thing where, like, we had to point out the things that they should have done and the things that they actually did. And there was one where it was this kid got... I'm just gonna make up a random name. Bob.
Wow,
Bob
original.
Got his...
Oh, wow, what a creative name.
How original.
I know, I don't care.
How original.
So Bob got his sleeve on fire, so he went up to his teacher and showed her it. And I was like, hey teacher, my arm is burning off. I know, that's so epic.
Hot food. Nice. Nice. Really?
Oh, wow. Dude, my face is burning off. My face is burning off. It's so epic, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Bro.
Second week of the first ever year of middle school. And I'm not liking it so far.
What the fuck?
Hey, it's Jarmix. Charmo.
Charmix.
Charmonio. No, wait, Charmexico. That's epic.
Charmix looks sad.
Mexico.
It's never over.
Bruh, guys, I'm not funny. I need to make a funny joke.
I bet we just offended, like, every Hispanic person watching this. So if you are, I'm sorry. We're all sorry.
Well, wait, this isn't... Oh, wait, this is being recorded, right?
Yeah.
Being live streamed.
Wait, no, it's not. I checked Norwegian's channel and it wasn't live.
It's our channel.
No, it's on Dinner Yakko.
It's on Assault. It's on Assault.
Wait, you made a second channel? I didn't know that.
I've had it for like
Dinner Yakko.
Yeah, he created the channel ever since he had his first copyright strike on the main one.
I got a copyright from Sony Music.
Well, that's sad. You know what I have to say? Okay,
what?
I'm gonna send this for no reason, but
if it's a Nokia ring.
When I send it, just don't. Just don't ask me questions on why I sent it, okay?
Oh there. My gosh. The, yeah. No, yeah.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
Yeah, but, ever since I got, like, ever since I got that copyright strike, I have tapped. Oh, gosh.
Wait, guys. Who can do their best Kermit the Frog impression?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Today we're gonna go do some drugs.
Oh my!
Oh no, my voice is
not. How could you, Kermit? You can't say that on television. You can't say that on television, Kermit.
Hello, my name is Kermit the Frog.
What the heck is that?
I'm gonna go ahead and.
It's an orange.
Wait, what, Fleedledeedle?
Oh my god, what is this become?
You're a poopy head.
Wait, I can't hear what Fleedledeedle's saying. Give him a second.
My voice. I'm gonna try this, even though my voice is probably too squeaky. Hello, I'm Kermit the Frog here.
Get the fuck. No, it's okay. You need a little bit of work, just saying. Guys, okay. Sing Revenge, because epic. Funny me.
No, Revenge.
Get the fuck out of my property.
Oh my gosh, Family Feud.
Oh man.
Fam food.
My voice hasn't really cracked yet.
You sent that a long time ago.
Yeah, like a year old. Yeah, but yeah,
it's Anthony Fantano. Today we're gonna reveal Kermit the Frog's album.
Real quick, let me just say something. Ever since I got that copyright strike, I have had to use this ALT just in case. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Now you can continue speaking.
Boop. Okay. Guys.
Guy Fury drinking.
When did Guy Fieri turn into a dog?
You may never know.
Okay, so guys, I have something to say. So, I'm pretty sure most of you remember Alinity.
Who's Alinity?
She was the one that threw her cat over
head. Oh yeah, I remember that all over Twitch.
Oh god, no, don't remind me.
But what about her?
Sad face.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, wait, what were you saying about her? What about her though, Tasha?
Yeah, but there's a new thing about with Brooke Houts, who was doing a video, but accidentally uploaded the wrong video to YouTube, like the wrong video file, which was an unedited version of that video, which showed Brooke Houts abusing her dog. Spitting on it, spat on it.
I was on Drama Alert like a few weeks ago, or at least a week ago.
Oh god.
Hey guys, Kermster.
What's next? Is Belle Delphine gonna drink her own bathwater?
Dude. Really, you have to bring that up? That thing like died. Guys, you know what's weird? I have something to say.
What?
Dude, I don't care. I just want to say, so memes die way more quickly than they did before.
They're dying, like, within a week's time.
Or maybe even a day. That's what's so, like...
Let me say something real quick. Remember Tasha Boyardee? Tasha Boyardee?
Oh god, no.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that okay.
Man. No, it's a meme, and it suck. Also, my YouTube channel name...
Hold on,
Guys, I just wanted to say, my YouTube channel name is my last name, and my last name, which is the name I use for my YouTube channel, is Bulgarian. So, yeah. Rushi,
Tasha,
Enchant,
oh my god, Tasha Blair, dude, console, like a meme
or ask
stuff.
Mike Wazowski to file his papers.
Wait. Let me just say something. Tasha Boyardee, like it was a meme back then. Started out like it was basically like a copy paste. That's I think Cheez-It made, and it since
yeah, Cheez-It made it. He just said it, and then it became a meme.
It's like
I can emphasize Boondock Corgi's picture.
Yeah.
Bandycam.com.
Hey
guys, let's bring,
Mr. Crab, I'm going on break. I need to go to the store to get some Chef Boyardee beefaroni.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, basically, at the end, the meme died, like, within a day. It was just, like, literally the next day, everyone just didn't even remember about Toys Chef Boyardee. Michael Rosen predicted a thumbnail for Nostalgia Critic. Yeah, but basically
Michael Rosen is secretly Nostalgia Critic.
It is confirmed.
A 70-year-old man is secretly a 30-year-old man.
I mean, Tasha Boyardee would occasionally be thrown around every occasional stream every once in a while, but normally it'd just be dead.
Yeah, it's basically no longer an active meme at this point, and CRJ1 left.
Okay, don't ask, but I have a used shotgun shell.
Okay.
Because my dad has a friend named Travis who has a farm, and a lot of his, like, relatives and friends came over there, and he let people shoot targets with real guns, and it was good.
Yeah, and
I shot handguns, and I shot other stuff.
Also, there's another meme that died within a day. It was the CRJ1 meme. It was like a pizza place meme by CRJ1. Not gonna bring
this up. Oh, that meme?
Yeah, it was like, welcome to the pizza place, basically. That was the meme. It didn't last long. It did not sit well, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the meme itself was just basically just a little line, but I could understand how funny it is, but at the same time, it basically there's nothing to it to keep it a meme. So then that's when it
became. Yeah.
Who remembers the Welcome to Chili's meme?
Oh yeah, hi, welcome.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to
Chili's, and what the heck was that voice? Well, Fleetle Deedle's typing. Can you hear me, Fleetle? Alright, he's probably having issues right now.
I wish I could share my screen, but I can't.
There is a way, but I'm not gonna do it right now because I'm just getting this way since, like, you know, the users are basically just yeah. But yeah, basically.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, you can't share your screen on this type of voice chat. Nice. So.
That's some big ass head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that video.
Yes,
hey guys, it's Tyrone.
Yeah, but yeah, basically another thing was that, I think there was another meme by Tasha, but it was not even known, I don't remember. There are a few YTPs, though, of Tasha out there. Just search up that, and you'll find YTPs of Tasha. Yeah.
I see,
I'm gonna start talking by text. I don't want to specify why, but I'll have to start. Okay.
Diddly diddle.
Can I speak first?
Okie dokie literature club. Please no, I don't want memes from a game from a year ago.
Jerry, don't get offended, but
oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, basically, I'm just gonna say what.
Oh my gosh.
I'm basically gonna say what Fleetle Deedle says. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, Fleetle Deedle just says Fleetle Deedle.
Oh, yes. 144p nostalgic.
I want you to freak me, just
Jerry.
No.
What,
Jerry?
144p, OMG, the best quality you can possibly use on your videos.
No, the best quality you could use on YouTube in 2005.
SpongeBob me boy, pass the booth.
Oh, SpongeBob me a Mia boy.
Guys, let's calm down.
Yeah, I do
let's
have
to calm down.
Let's keep it a little bit at a relative rate, at least just so it's easier.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, what were we talking about how many minutes ago?
A few minutes ago, we were just basically talking about the Tasha Boyardee memes and stuff like that, and also Sierra.
Okay, you know what I want to talk about? So,
guys,
this is so epic.
That's wow. Nice.
Okay, so, okay, guys, I have something to say. Only two of you know about this, but you know Weegee and Boom. Well, I already talked to you about it, Boom, so, yeah. But, Dinoiji?
Yeah, what?
Do you remember Mario GH?
Guys, this is so original.
Oh, we're back.
Okay, so, you know how Mario GH GH would use multiple accounts to message me?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, guess what?
What?
One of the accounts... day when the whole thing was still going on was an account that I said where I was like hello, and then it showed me pictures of my backyard in my house.
He told me about it, and I was legitimately
scared that day. I didn't want to go outside because I thought some guy in a black hoodie was going to kill me.
Well, you should have reported it to the police. Like, that's really serious.
I talked to my mom about it, but we didn't do anything because they were probably fake. But maybe they're real because they looked like they were shot with a phone. But nice. I forgot. But there was one thing I never did.
Hey, Dinner Ouija.
What?
We live in the society.
I want to show you something. It's really epic.
Okay, wait.
But wait.
YOLO.
Wait. I need to.
Yes.
I need to say something. So the username. Let me talk. The username had coordinates, and it said you might die soon. And I never searched up those coordinates.
YOLO.
So I did it today. And I clicked on the blue, like, little thing on where it showed it. I zoomed all the way in, and you know what it showed?
What?
It showed my street. It showed the street I'm on. And it showed my house.
Well, you should have definitely reported it to the police, no matter
what. But the thing is, that photo was taken in 2015. In 2015, I knew none of you guys. I didn't have a computer. I didn't know nothing about Mario GHDH. I didn't know much.
Oh, no.
That I do now.
It's probably just some kind of... Wow. Probably easily could have just, like, you know... I don't know. IP address.
I don't know.
And then there was one time where he made me hack into an account. But he only did that. But he tricked me into giving him my IP address.
Oh god.
Address.
The IP address, you know, like, yeah. That's pretty serious too. Like, people could dox you with that. Honestly, I've been wanting to keep offline for a while. And I feel like someone could be yelling out my name any minute now. Yeah, I can understand that.
So, yeah.
Wow, just went silent. Yeah, but yeah.
I remember one time.
Oh, wait.
I remember one time one of my...
Wait. Let meme dealer say something.
One time one of my friends, who I thought was my friend, got a hold of my IP address and location and tried to hack into my Wi-Fi and cause something that would get me in trouble.
Ooh.
So much.
Yeah, I don't trust people like who say, like, can you go on this sketchy-looking URL? Because if people do that...
Never trust the internet.
Wait a minute, Billy Mays.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're right, Jerry. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, you subscribed to me and followed my... Wait, did you follow me on Twitter?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and
yes, same goes for me.
My Twitter.
Yeah, I
sucks.
Followed you on Twitter.
My Twitter sucks. It's not really that good, apart from.
A little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and long story short.
Basically, I've been in a YSB community like
I remember
kind of longer than Jerry.
You're like Jerry's YTPs are improving quite a lot. I like your Jerry's.
Yeah, I remember when Earwig Jerry subscribed to my channel, and his YTPs were like okay.
I think that was like a year ago I subscribed to you, wasn't it?
I think it's.
Maybe it was. I forget.
I'm gonna have to. Keep
well, Jerry's videos used to be just scrambling and video pad, but now it's just something more.
It's still the same style, but it has more effects.
It has, you kind of improved a little.
Wait, let me say something. Yeah.
Wait, let's talk.
What do you want to say?
After the podcast, can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, sure. And one more thing I do want to say is that, Earblank Jerry's style was like, you know, like 5 seconds of extended scrambling and stuff like that. Now it's pretty improved with new effects and stuff like that, which I find pretty cool too. It's like, reminds me of Pokefire 50.
Wait, okay, guys, I'm about to play something loud, so, I don't know. So, yeah. Can I do it?
Do what? Do what? Do what?
Play an E-Rape version of an Aphex Twin song.
Why?
Music.
Who is calling me?
Okay, I guess. Just guys, if you're watching this, just know that you're gonna get a loud.
I'm just. I just hate school. I hate my school so much already.
I can understand that. And, also,
the schedule is so boring. It's most of the classes are so boring, and some treat me like I'm shit and stuff. I'm like,
No, I'm also gonna be
annoyed. Yeah, I mean,
I just fucking hate it so much.
Why did you
take a picture of airplane mode, bro? That's the movie Power Cynical review.
No, what were you gonna say, Michael?
Yeah, my school schedule is alright. I mean, I find most of the classes to be boring. I mean, like, most of the classes are just don't really interest me. The only class that does interest me, however, is illustration, and that's it. And, like, other than that, I just find most of my class to be pretty boring, and my, whenever I'm at school, it's just pretty depressing. I just don't really have anyone to talk to because I have a hard time making friends in real life.
That is not good. Okay, guys, I have a piano, but I don't know how to play it.
I used to have a piano, and it like sounded really bad.
Actually, it's more like a keyboard. I could get it right now.
My class treats me like some type of autistic kid.
Wait, really? Like, what do they say?
So annoying.
I just hate it.
Wait, we have to stop the podcast? What do you mean? Why do we have to stop the podcast?
Oh, why?
Wait, why are we gonna stop it?
Fleetle,
bro,
Why do we have to stop it?
Oh, this is heavy. Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I
can't. So, guys, I got it with me right now.
15 minutes, but I'm not gonna. Unless you did something really bad, like we're gonna have to go on and we're gonna have to end the podcast early tonight. If we do, then I might pause it later on.
I have it.
I guess we're gonna have to end episode 2 early, but we'll make it up by making a larger episode. And also, I do want to say something real quick. Fleedledeedle, I'm gonna regret saying this. I'm regretting saying this on my own. I am gonna give him ownership of Yakko's World collab 2. Anyway. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say for now. Since
Put it on hold or something.
Okay, I'm gonna have to actually put it on hold. And Cavani Ghost is actually typing. I'm gonna mute my audio for a little bit because I don't want, like, you know, so much to be going on. So I'm gonna mute both my audio and my output. So, yeah, guys, depending on how long it is, it could be as little as 5 minutes or as long as 15 minutes. So yeah, I'm gonna mute my audio on OBS. So yeah, I'll be back in a little bit. Alright guys, I'm just gonna say real quick that we're still on intermission, my row. I don't know when, but I'm probably gonna put in some background music in a few minutes just for you just to relax to. So yeah. Alright guys, intermission might actually be a little shorter, so I'm gonna put in a little bit more music, guys. So, yeah, get ready for some epic music, and I should have not have clicked out of that. Freaking gosh. And, also, I'm not allowed to disclose anything that's gonna be said during intermission, other than for maybe some other stuff that's gonna happen, but I'm not gonna end the stream anytime soon, at least until I get confirmation that we are able to go back on the air. And, yeah, I'm gonna have to, put you guys on intermission for a little bit, so, yeah. Okay, be right back. The book. Yakko Podcast will be back on the air in a little bit. So yeah. Alright.
Okay.
Intermission is over.
Then I know. Okay, then I'll do an organ. Like
yeah,
an old piano. Okay.
Guys, intermission's over with, guys.
Oh, okay. Okay, intermission's over.
Intermission's over, guys. We're back on.
We're back on.
Guys. Guys. No. Tasha. Toshef, if he doesn't,
we're back on, Toshef.
Toshef, we're on. We're intermission's over with. Intermission's over with, Toshef. We gotta go back. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Intermission's over with. We're back on the air now. We finished everything.
Oh, okay.
All I'm gonna say is that.
Why can't I play my piano?
Because we have a last few minutes to do some podcasts.
YouTube poop. Where is smoke?
But yeah,
they
they're
back.
But yeah, guys, I can't.
We are back.
Guys, can we
We're having technical
difficulties. No, guys, no, guys. Let's keep it at a moderate tone because, like, you know, I'm just gonna say, like, I can't disclose anything, but I think we should, like, you know, keep it a little bit more down because, like, you know, just some stuff. And, but yeah, everything's cleared out now. Let's just finish. I think we're only going to be on there for, like, 15 more minutes at the most. So let's just, you know, try making it a calmer stream, like, for the next 15 more minutes, and then we'll be done after that, and then we can
continue. Okay, sounds cool.
So, yeah, basically, where we left off, we were just talking about some memes and stuff like that. Now I want to get into a little bit more of,
what were we talking about again?
We were talking about memes and stuff like that, but now I want to bring back a little bit more about P3. I know I talked about P3 last podcast, but I want to bring it up again because it's still kind of like, because there's still quite a bit of a hate base towards it ever since P3 was released. It's
been E3? Like, are you talking about E3 2019?
No, P3
2019.
P3, you know?
Yeah, like.
It's E3, but for YouTube poopers. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Oh!
Yeah, but basically, P3 was like, was a little event that took place.
I was in a P3, but my submission sucked actually.
And basically, some people called
it's
it
just
biggest...
a freaking X second.
Yeah,
a lot
and,
of things.
And another thing was like it was considered a disappointment to
like
some people
worst.
because of how some entries were not even good or like how it took long. But part of the bitch was like of the delays and stuff like that and. LP3 really just wasn't that entertaining as it should have been, but the delays weren't really his fault. I mean, of course, you could say that they're his fault, but he was dealing with some stuff, so I don't think it's best to blame the host for it. You should, like, it's just the entries and stuff like that that could have been improved a little bit better, but other than from that, P3 was okay. It wasn't the best, I'm gonna admit, I'm sorry, it's not the best, but I think it was okay,
it wasn't.
Like, you know, it was pretty decent for a little event like that, like having like, an E3 kind of convention. I mean, yeah, and, yeah, and also, Fleet Odito, I think, is going to host something. Do you want to announce like,
I have a whoopee cushion.
Do you want to announce a thing, Fleet Odito? What do you want to be hosting similar to E3, or do you want to wait?
Wait, guys, you know what we should talk about?
Wait, I'm going to wait. Let's see if Fleet Odito will respond.
Let's talk about music.
No, I'm finishing up. We have like a little bit of time left, so I pretty much will change the subject in a sec. I just want to just like, you know, get a few things out of the way. And also, Fleetle Dito, can you hear me, Fleetle?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. You have permission now to host the Echoes World Collab 2 if you want. There, I said it.
Wait a minute, right now?
You can host it right now if you want, whatever you want. I give you full permission to do it. I pretty much.
Wait, what happened?
I'm handing over partial ownership of him to do. I'm giving him permission to do the Yakko's World collab too. I have basically already got another collab idea, and I don't know if I want to host one myself. So I'm gonna another one. I'm just giving.
Well,
it
I idea. Would host it, but I'm
you're
done
already
hosting
too much. You're already hosting too many collabs, but I'm giving Fleetle Beetle the opportunity
I'll probably announce it, like, probably near, a little bit before the hot food collab. I'll probably announce it tomorrow.
I mean, announce it whenever you want, but I'll have to give you some of the rules and stuff like that, because I want to keep the rules the same, but you can change them a little bit more. But
you can just send me the rules.
I'll send them to you. But yeah, guys, the Yakko's World Collab 2 is going to be... the second one, and I think I might host a third one close to the end of, I don't know when, but I'm only going to host three, if that even does happen. If the second one succeeds, I might consider going back to hosting a third one, but it all depends, like, if people really want still to bear to be a Yakuza World collab or not. I mean, I've already done my bit of Yakuza World YTPs, and I think I might... be ready. I'm ready to do some more. So, but I don't know if I'll host a collab. So that's why I'm giving Fleetle Dito the opportunity to, since quite a bit of people.
Oh, somebody just finished the entry for one.
Yo, guys.
Wait, what?
Remember the Chatronic collab and stuff?
Oh yeah, I remember those by Zebio.
I actually have an archive for the first one.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, but basically, okay.
Yeah,
I can't remember
you
if
can
it
find the other
was.
One, right? Yeah.
Oh my god! I can't remember if it was Note Gaming Channel or Boom the Corgi who attempted to host an item.
It was Milk Gaming. Yeah, Milk Gaming tried hosting the IDubs collab, but I don't know. It just failed. I don't think he got enough entries, or I think he just...
No game. Oh.
Did my entry get, like, rejected or something?
No, your entry was accepted. Your entry was actually accepted.
Hey, really? Was it? I don't think it was.
Yeah, what's his name? Milk Gaming said really good, accepted. Yeah, so, you were accepted,
Really good, except what?
He said accepted. Accepted. Like, he said accept after really good.
Dinner with you. Can we end the podcast here by making our announcement?
Okay, let's just end up. We're gonna just say the last final things. Fleet Odino and I came up with a random idea, and it's probably not gonna happen, but we're just gonna say right now. At least you are.
We are officially hosting the YTP, the first ever annual YTP Awards for 2019.
YTP Awards 2019. It's gonna be epic. It's gonna be, yeah, basically, just think of it as like the Oscars. That's what it's gonna be like. I don't know. We've just done a little bit of the blueprints. I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but I just want to see out of curiosity if even anyone would even want to do it. It's basically just gonna be like, nominate.
I think Milk Gaming was the person who inspired me to do like the fast paced style of.
I thought it was like, Pokefire 50. You did a lot of Pokefire 50 in 2018. Then, during the summer of 2018, you moved to more of a 64s kind of style. Yeah, but YTP awards going to be something.
If we can't really award them anything, then we could obviously just rename it to YTP nominations.
Yeah, or give them money. I don't know. I have to find out something. Yeah, give them maybe like about $50. I don't know. I just drank a Capri Sun. But yeah, I don't think there's really much else to say other than from what we've already said. So I think we're gonna end the podcast here tonight. We've been doing the podcast for like over an hour. I think about an hour at this point.
Yeah, it's get going soon.
Yeah, we've been doing the podcast for about like. Tonight for about an hour, already an hour and 1 minute. So we're pretty much gonna end the podcast here. Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for the participants who joined. CRJ1, thank you for joining and to
Rebecca Corgi. Thank you all for listening.
You're playing Jerry's first time. I don't know if it's his first time, but you're playing Jerry's.
Yeah, it's my first time.
Yeah, you're playing Jerry's first time.
Yeah, it's also Tosh. It's also Toshef.
Yeah, and also glad to have Toshef here for the.
Yes, we had Toshef. I know.
And also Michael slash Mal, not with one slash but two slashes. Yeah.
Super plush, super poopers, but join. But I don't know what happened.
I think he had some problems with his Discord, but we'll hopefully get it maybe in the next episode. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna end it here. Any last words? Does anyone want to say anything before we get off the air?
No.
Follow me on Twitter.
I'm the best remixer.
Ladies and Prince, my name is Chachino.
Orchestra.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta say one thing.
What? Oh my gosh. Guys, look who came for the last bit of the credits. It's Super Plush, he's Super Poop Bros. He's come.
Oh,
it's Super Poop Bros.
Yeah. Oh, he's came. No. Let's start this for a few minutes.
Let's keep going for like maybe just a few minutes to see if you have anything to say.
Yeah.
Anything to say, because we were
about to end the stream.
I have something to say.
You want to say anything, Super Poop Bros? Wait, let's see if he responds. I don't know if his microphone's installed or not. Oh, hey, we were about to go off the air. You want to say anything to the people before we go off? Because, like, or to say anything to them?
I couldn't hear you guys.
Hey, what's up,
somehow,
man?
I can't even hear you.
Oh, really? You can't hear us?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I don't even.
Alright, can you hear me now?
I don't know.
Alright, can you hear me? Oh yeah, check the input settings.
Let's see, we
photo of Charmix.
Charmix. See if Super Poop Bros.
What is up, you guys? I'm Charmix, and today I'm gonna be reacting to YTP. Your mom.
Oh my gosh.
YTP manga.
Tasha got reacted by Chinese because the YTP club.
Where's the input?
What did you say? Okay.
You click on the little settings tool.
What?
You click on the little settings.
What is up, my
your
name, friends and family? I am Charmix, and today I'm going to be reacting to.
No, stop! Stop! Stop!
I hate myself. I hate everything.
Stop before I blast Death Grips.
Somebody got toilet, yes!
My name is Charmix. No! Stop with the Charmix! Stop before I blast Death Grips!
Shit! Oh yeah, I can send you my. What's the my friend? My fuck!
Fuck!
I'm gonna be leaving a lot.
Bye.
Fall.
Oh, he went off. He went off.
No.
Well, Fleetle Dito went off.
Click the settings. No.
No, I did not mean to put that.
Click.
Wait. What is going on in the mall? I don't know. What the frick is going on? Guys, wait. Can you hear us?
Who's doing that?
Wait, can you hear us? Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys, wait, I want to know, can Fleetle Dito hear us? Can he hear us? Can Fleetle Dito hear us? No, not Fleetle Dito. Super
He's
Poop
not
Bros.
Here.
Super Poop Bros, oh. Can he hear us yet? He muted himself. He keeps muting himself. What the frick? We need Fleetle Dito.
Let me type.
Oh, he's gone to his sentence. I think he's
going to
fix this.
Can you hear us?
Hey y'all, Scott here, and today I'm gonna do the epic perfect cut scream.
So hey y'all, Scott here, I'm gonna lick the chat.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
I'll be last.
I think I'll be last.
Guys, that actually does hurt. That actually does hurt.
Hey, Scott here. Please, just let me talk. Hey, all, Scott here. Today, we're gonna bro moment.
Okay, guys, I'm pretty much gonna end the stream here. Anyway, thank you guys for watching the second episode of the Acro Podcast. And yeah, we'll hopefully do another one next Friday. Anyway, that's
why I'm hurt.
Okay, bye guys.
Later.
Thank you guys for watching, and yeah.
Later.
Bye.